Sergeant Ron Harlan will, is going to step down, and if you want him to, he'll hold up on it for a while. But Mitchell's view is that he can't hold up on it for more than a couple of days, and then in that context, it's really better to get it on the fire too, because there's so much speculation about it anyway, and it gives you the chance to work on a two-horse parlay.
Right. Much better.
Which gives you some running room and doing something you couldn't do with one guy that you could do with two.
The reason we wanted to get Burns in at 12:30 is that they are in front of me to come and keep him out of the last year we're going to do, so we can get him in. Fine, if we can't, make it,
Yeah,
just so he knows.
Get it to our station.
I hear the thoughts from the they obviously would have, I have, you know, it's going to be a conference total time.
I didn't realize how much it involved him.
Well, says it really does.
Well,
he has to be there in the events.
Was ordered that he has to go over to the sheriff. He moves to the sheriff park physically and holds. It's like you up at that United Nations at the Waldorf. He has every 15 minutes.
Now, one thing I must do, though, I'm not going to be any commander. One thing.
No, sir.
Right. None are to get in for a time. Not one. Not getting in, getting such and such through. Second point is that they make the reception leisure enough that I can. And I'm not my story at all. Now, if I go back to the band, but I want to bring him down there. That's not the place for. Oh, you could, couldn't you?
Yeah. Depends on who you have to meet with. John was saying afterwards that it'll depend on a lot of things, whether you do meet with the group or. Whether you, he said, if there's no controversy in what we come up with, he may just have to spend a couple hours looking at it and that'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to be that way. As a matter of fact, we might, you might still do the Florida thing. But we're also voting the following weekend, are we, in case you want to go to Florida?
Yeah.
Go to West Virginia and then flip on down to do that.
The argument against that weekend is that you have the Russian announcement deal on the. On the 12th that you had to work against. And we're also holding the weekend after that, which would be the time to do the Disney thing if you wanted to do that. The weekend of the 15th.
Yeah, you have to do the I think the following weekend is out of the question, the Russian House.
It kind of is.
No, I'm better off here. We'll see.
Then we'll hold the one after that, though, you definitely could do.
I could still do the first and second and just have them come to Florida. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They don't mind. They can fly down and come and meet me over there, and I'll at least relax a little more there than I can at Camp David at the time of the year.
I want the group. You may just want to meet with Conley or with Conley and Schultz or something like that.
Sure. They may not want the whole group.
It may be a good way not to have the group is just have Conley and Schultz down and do it as well.
We keep that on it and try it, we're holding it.
Well, that's locked.
No, but I mean we're holding that weekend. No?
Yes, we're holding that weekend before
we're going to check to see whether or not it's over with the
Disney then.
It sounds good.
I think it is.
If we could get a mixed crowd there, that's what I mean.
I think, see, a crowd at Disney World is a mixed crowd no matter what you do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
there's going to be
the weekend being my primary for me and just not there because
that's right. And what they're just dying for, really bleeding for, they're just backed against the wall. We got a beautiful plan. They want a flag that flew over the White House.
Oh, yeah.
So you would present it, you see, to Mrs. Disney or something like that. There, and that would be
the easiest thing you can
pick for. But see, that would be a reason they ask for the flag and they want it before their opening the following weekend. So on your way back from Florida, you wanted to see the place anyway. You've heard about, you know, the great new concept and what it's going to do for Florida. I mean, you can build up a damn good rationale.
But I build it up and I have one hell of a group of people there. So as I go around the children and the choir
sure.
And so forth.
Sure. And you get a little buggy and go around and on. And then they also have this Hall of Presidents, which has an interesting twist because they have living figures of all the presidents, each one of them talks or something, and including you, which would be a little awkward.
How's that going to be announced on our evening?
Today, if we want to.
We should.
Okay. I'll tell John that he just wanted to get his resignation in hand.
No, we will have it in hand.
Oh, good, Arthur will be here at 12:30.
We don't have it in hand, are we?
Yeah, but we can get it in hand. If he will. The other one is forthcoming and can be delayed if we want it delayed. Justices at the same time.
What Johnson did. He appointed Portis and Thornberry at the same time. Both appointments were up, you recall. I think we're both before the Senate. Unfortunately, Harlan was in health. You get the calling and I can say.
Yes.
What do you think about it?
He says there is no question but that it is. He said, regardless of anything you have in mind, you have got to do this. The sooner you do it and the stronger you do it, the better. On the basis, say, you have this vice president. He said, don't praise his work, but praise the man. Say he is, you have a loyal, strong, dedicated American as vice president.
Ask him if he would mind on a confidential basis to give you anonymously what he thinks I should say.
Okay.
Because, he's got a very good feeling on that. But don't praise his work. That's the point.
Very good. He said, don't say he's done an outstanding job or anything like that. Just say he's a fine man. Praise his character. Mm-hmm. And
loyal, honest man. I'm not thinking of that. Just asking. Well, I like not exactly what he thinks about what he said. But he saw the point in me of doing it quickly, too.
Yep. And he says this, black was going to hit, and you did have to do something. And now it's
okay. Yeah. John, I think that the thing to do is to get the Harlan thing right away. Now, I feel that your intuition is exactly correct, that we should have the two, so we have a double play. And also, there's Xavier just was in. A half hour ago, if not knowing when this was coming up, told me that the press was badgering whether about Harlan, so let's don't let him badger about it. He goes out and lies about it, and that's not good. Now how does it work that when could we get it, and how soon could we announce it? If we could get it, actually, so that wants to do it so that we could do it. Well, we don't want to rush it, but we could announce it in the afternoon. The briefing would be a good thing. Fine. Okay. Well, to appoint four members of the court is a hell of a damn good reference.
I did a check, incidentally, on Marshall Takashi. He says the press rumors on him are false. He has no problem. He has not been back in the hospital since his earlier event. All that. So.
Yeah.
Before the next one, I just wanted you to know. I was asked about the. I was asked that too. But I was asked about the senators, Washington senators. It's a trivial thing, but just one may ask you. Leaving town. What would you think about that? And I said, well, the president, when he was vice president, expressed that before, and without having talked to him, I think he would think it would be too bad if he had to have to not represent
him. Now, I find it very much that God, you're thinking, I guess just said it as an avid baseball fan, I think it would be a great loss to the nation's capital to lose the senators.
The reason I raise it, it may be something if you had the chance here in one of these photo opportunities to say, I understand you asked Ron.
Have they lost? Have they announced?
No, but it's very crucial now. They're making a decision today.
Short has said that he doesn't expect to own the senators tomorrow.
Right.
But if he does own the senators tomorrow, he's moving.
But I got calls in here from Maury Siegel and those type guys who said, gee, if the president could just say something, we'd help. So I said that.
Well, the only other thing they can do is to get Baltimore half the time, you know, that's the ideal. You don't want to get in the middle of it.
I wouldn't get into that state. Let me have a chance on the photo opportunity. You may refer to the fact that you understand I was asking. It would be too bad if... Because they made
there's a lot of factors in it. You got the local political thing, you got Short putting the screws on, you got the stadium people in their battle.
Yeah, but the president's really above that. He's just saying,
no, I think though, the same people, baseball. I kind of feel that bothered people kind of like the idea of Washington having baseball.
They run your letter that you wrote when you were vice president on the same subject. When the senators were about ready to leave, you came out very strong for them to say.
Sure. I think just being for your hometown isn't a bad idea. I don't want to give a shit about Short and the rest of these people that they have. But to be perfectly candid with you, let me tell you, Washington is going to have to lose it due to the reason, due to the fact that they'll go down there to those football games, but they will not go down there because it's too goddamn dangerous. You know, I mean, I really think that's part of the problem.
It certainly is.
Sure, it's part of it. At night, football games in the middle of the afternoon, people go.
Well, you got, football game isn't, you don't need as much of an audience for football. I mean, you need a bigger audience, but not as often. And you got a tough time in this town because the people that live in the city don't go to the games.
Thank you. one that's called square, that's for sure. But the main point is that both of you, in your case, you spoke up for what is not considered quite fashionable in some
areas.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? But anyway, it was noticed, and this is for you, and the question. It's made the whole country very proud.
But I would tell you that in front of us, I've had a lot of letters from people.
Have you?
Oh, just tons, and I would have known what it would be like.
Good.
And just, it's amazing that every day is 50 or 60 letters.
Wonderful. What are you going, sure, what are you going to do now?
I had offers for this and that, television. I'm interested in television, not in movies. I can't go yet, right now, but I have had an idea for, I like to talk.
Well, doing interviews, country shows, and that's like Virginia Sherwood, you know, or something. She's interviewed my wife the other day on a television show. And this is a great view. It's a great view for that. It's good. It's good.
You like that?
And it's better than movies. Mm-hmm. Movies is more money. And so forth. But, I don't know.
Well, I think judging television is
a medium.
It is a medium for women, especially right
now.
Because they're involved with, of course, education and television. And again, like, you know, when you get into the movies, let's face it, the audience in there in a way, you can't get into and the movie nowadays, it would be decision making. You know, you have to make decisions whether you need to do that.
This part of that one. Well, from what I've seen in the present day, movies are not many parts either.
Yeah.
like to get.
One makes one that everyone can.
Yeah.
The one is.
Well, not any one is not all.
Well, the one is a pressure station, I mean, like that very so.
Yeah, one is a standard.
Sorry, you stay on. I noticed I watched some of the calm, and I was on the course of the calm. this is an old senator's fact. It's just a heartbreak to watch. Not have a baseball team. We have a great stadium, we have a, and frankly, I think this President Washington team has got some fine possibilities, quite gorgeous. And, they're young interviewers, Senator Zalabi, coming up, they have potentially good. I'll never forget the first time I saw Cody, but he was the most clumsy fellow, struck out all the rest. Now he's hit 512 homers. That's right. And so, anyway, that's my plug to the senator. David?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just practically up the wall. He's getting up to date on everyone. Not David Levin, except for Cruz. Not Dr. Trump, but on the audience. But he, of course, traveled with the senators a few weeks all last year. I said, well, you always call them a profession for a team, for the manager, Ted Williams, or some of the players. And he just, very, very strict about that. We're just keep talking about moving. So, we'll see.
Thank you.
And if they move, let's find a way to get some games here. Well, goodbye, and we'll see you. Right?
drama